Mali forces may be on the offensive against fighters of Al-Shabaab. In the capital, Mogadishu, they are increasing their defensive positions with checkpoints on the city's outskirts. The army's new operation against Al-Shabaab started in August. Security forces say they have made significant gains.
When it comes about national security, all security forces, defensive forces, are being designated to work for security operations in Mogadishu or all the country. So there is a joint operations or mutual operations concerning about military police unit are just working with the Somali police force. National intelligence and security officers are just working with the police force. This is the matter of national interest.
In Mogadishu, the rebels have infiltrated neighborhoods and carried out attacks numerous times with devastating results.
It's not surprising to see checkpoints like this one in different parts of the city. Security has been increased, especially now during the holy month of Ramadan. Residents we've talked to say it has helped instill a sense of safety.
These pictures were filmed in October in Middle Shabelle, to the northeast of Mogadishu. Powerful militia groups have joined soldiers on the front line, trying to drive out rebel fighters, as have civilians like Hassan Abdi, whose hometown of Gulane was under Al-Shabaab control for 15 years.
I decided to take my gun to liberate myself from Al-Shabaab. Many people in my community say that they are fed up.
The army has retaken large swathes of territory in central Somalia. The troops are now heading south to another Al-Shabaab stronghold. They are also getting help from countries like the US, Turkey, and an African Union force called ATMIS.
And it's that combination that is different than other operations we've seen in the past. This is very much Somali-led, and there is community engagement. However, major challenges remain about this. The hard part in Somalia has never been removing Al-Shabaab from territory. It's everything that comes after that. It's holding that territory, it's providing the services, and a lot of that still remains to be seen.
Back in Mogadishu, there's cautious hope that after years of traumatic violence, the tide against Al-Shabaab could finally be turning. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu.